Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser as we talk about falling wholesale box beef trade in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
A week ago, wholesale box beef prices that were driven so high because of perceived shortages of available beef reduced slaughter capacity in our meat processing plants, hitting $475 per hundredweight for choice beef. Since that time, prices have fallen and fallen hard, down to $409 a hundredweight as of yesterday evening. K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonser says he's not surprised at all about the pullback that is now underway.
Keep in mind here, the supply story has changed notably in the last 2 weeks. So remember where we started. We're managing to process more cattle. That's going to take the supply squeeze component on the wholesale meat market off a little bit. We're still down compared to where we want to be, of course. But that we have no meat story is easy. We do have meat, right? It's a misnomer to say we don't. So the supply push up is easy. And I think at the margin, some of the Memorial Day run, which COVID puts all normal holiday effects off and so forth, but there's still discussion about wanting to have, you know, meat for specials to the extent you can for Memorial Day and so on and so forth. We've probably ran the course to some extent there. The demand side pull has probably eased. And I know with certainty in the last 10 days, the supply pressure that was supporting that wholesale market has eased. So it's not surprising to me at all that we have had a pullback in this quote-unquote red-hot wholesale beef market.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, who, by the way, is one of the gurus when it comes to meat demand studies, his most recent effort is out on agmanager.info. It's the Meat Demand Monitor, the COVID-19 impact on U.S. meat demand, an update that he and Dr. Jason Lusk of Purdue University have put out in recent days. He offers a thumbnail of what that study is all about.
Yeah, so the special COVID impact report is part of the Meat Demand Monitor Project. It's beef and pork check all funded. And again, all these things are on our Ag Manager website. My colleague and friend Jason Lusk over at Purdue University helped me write that report. And a couple punchlines of that special report is we started the month of May with about 60% of the U.S. Households having quote-unquote normal, same amount of meat stocks at home as same time a year ago. Of that other 40%, a higher number started with more meat at home than those that started with less meat at home. I'm highlighting this because that effort in March and April to quote-unquote hoard, fill the freezer and so forth, helped us start the month of May with, you know, normal or higher than normal meat stocks at home. I think that's easing some of the angst around the disruptions in retail meat flow. I'm well aware of that angst, but I think it takes the edge off that some. Half people are observing changes in the volume and variety that's available, consistent with rationing and limits on purchasing. And perhaps most importantly to note here, beef and pork remain staples in the diet. We confirm that in this project month after month. That part hasn't changed. But there's growing concerns. Those households that have already experienced a decline in financial conditions, unemployment, laid off kind of things, or are pessimistic about future financial conditions, have notably weaker meat demand. That's not surprising. That's why folks like me talk about bad macroeconomic conditions are bad for meat demand, but that shows up in this special report as well. I encourage folks to use that. Back up a month earlier, the other stuff that's on Ag Manager comes from USDA in different ways. March domestic demand was very strong. Beef was up 18%, pork off about 2%, chicken up 13% compared to March of 2019. I'd argue that beef story had a lot to do with the hoarding stories that we had the last 2 or 3 weeks in March. And then export demand is just stellar, to be honest. March of 2020 compared to March of 2019, beef up 6%, pork up over 50% yet again, broiler meat up over 20%. That export demand growth is supporting livestock prices across the board. It's also become politicized as we have disruptions in the domestic meat flow story that we can talk about. What's important there? I get the question, should we still be exporting when we have those domestic discussions? For the most part, we don't export the same items that we consume here at home. So it's not a simple one-for-one displacement. But as a general statement, the products we're sending abroad is adding value to livestock producers without really taking desirable product away from domestic consumers.
Translation from Dr. Tonzer, beef exports very good for producers, no real harm for consumers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex efforts, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine production sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.